said before, Hull, you know, they're a good, experienced team. They've got a lot of quality as well. And I know they've got difficulties. We all have difficulties in terms of injuries and suspensions and all these things. But it will be another tough test for us. They have a lot of energy, a high work rate, and we like to think we have that as well. So it'll be an interesting match.
How do you expect them to play on the pitch, and how do you combat them? I think they play 4-2-3-1. How do you combat that? Will you work specifically on how to stop them, how to get over their formation?
The biggest part of it all is ourselves, you know, and the levels that we can reach. We've already shown if we can reach, you know, we've set the bar quite high this season in terms for ourselves, and we try and adhere to that in every single game, which is hard to do. Sometimes you dip below it a little bit, but we've consistency-wise, I think we've done well. So the biggest part will always be us. If we can reach those levels, then we know we can compete against any team in this league and do it well. So, but like any game, we always prepare the players for what we're facing and what we might face, what can happen if this situation happens, but always within what we're doing. So it's no different in terms of, you know, whatever formations you're facing is really, of course you touch on it, but and work on those things, but really it's about what we do and how well we do it, which will always be the most important.
After Villa, you mentioned that, you know, getting back to the ways that, you know, earlier in the season that they'd shown, or three games before. But you said it was where you were aiming to be. You'd get them on the training ground and that's where it had to be put right. But you have very few options in reality. So it shows great team spirit that they've responded, even though some of them might know they'll always play.
Well, I think, again, said it. It's probably the last thing I said to him at the end of last season was that this season we've got to show that there's a change in attitude at the club, you know, and it's our responsibility. We're the only ones that can show that change visibly, you know, and since pre-season, the way that we've worked, the way that we've done work off the pitch as well as on it, to show exactly that, I think that's been shown already this season. It's been maintained all the way through, and I have to credit everyone for that, all the staff, the players, the fans, the club itself, you know, everyone's pulled together and shown that spirit that's needed. That should be at a football club, you know, and there's a lot more bumps in the road to come, but we need to show that togetherness, you know, and I think that's been a thing that players, obviously, that have been here before, the staff that have been here before said was probably lacking. We've managed to galvanise that and put it on the right course, and I think when you have a team like that, you know, and you have a group of people that want to try and do that and show that in every game and take responsibility for it, I think you've always got a chance of doing well. So we've got that, and we can handle any situation that comes and keep moving forward.
You've done amazingly well. I mean, you're sitting really nicely placed in the league, and with every win away from home or anywhere else, expectation level rises. It's the nature of the football fan, isn't it, that expectation level rises. I mean, how do you keep doing it week in, week out when, you know, you haven't even got the shoelace at the moment, the way circumstances have made it? The EFL, and you can't go out and buy, you can't go out and strengthen. How do you keep going?
I think the main thing is, you know, the most important bit is you should have dreams, you should get excited, you should be happy when your team's winning or doing well or doing better than before and all those sort of things. But I think our fans and definitely us within the club are, you know, reality is clear, you know, in terms of expectations of what we should be doing and where we should be at this season. I said it at the very start, you know, my sole aim this season is to show that we can do progression, you know, and what is progression? So progression's on, if you look at the last four or five seasons, fighting relegation on the last day of the season is, we have to show better than that. And we've all got dreams, we want to do the best possible, we all want to make it to the Premier League, all these sort of things, but reality has to be reality, you know, and that's not sugarcoating, that's not playing down expectations, that is where we're at, you know, we're fighting in every single game to show that we're competitive, that we can be better than what we have been, and show that attitude that we can take bumps in the road and setbacks and good times and try and move forward, but there's a lot of things that are being against us. If you think at the start of the season, everyone's expecting outwardly probably of Birmingham that it's going to be another relegation scrap. We still could be that. You know, and there's nothing done yet, nothing achieved, but we're on a course where we'd like to think that we can do a little bit better than that.
Have you been surprised at what you've got out of the players?
No, not really. I think end of last season told me a lot about them, you know, certain individuals, you know, and the ones that were there last season that are here with us now. Yeah, told me a lot about them, what type of characters they are, and what how I see them going forward. And then we've managed to harness that, and with some of the lads that have come in, and some of the young lads that have been promoted into the squad fully, and so I knew they can. I just know that they can do well. You know, they maintain that attitude. You know, the key is us is the attitude of how we go about it, the spirit and belief that we've gone about the work that we do, and I think the players have been fantastic with that. They haven't lost any belief, taken setbacks and shown responses, and like I said, ticking boxes along the way. You know, they've ticked some really important ones. We have to keep. Now you've ticked a few, you have to keep ticking them as you go along.
Just finally, how's that dressing room spirit? How important is that in to a manager? You know, you can have quality, but how important is that spirit and that desire and all the things that your team show week in, week out?
It's not so much for me. I think it's just, I look at my responsibility is to show them the reasons for that, you know, and show them a way to try and develop that. That's my job to do that. But the benefit is for them. The benefit is for them to see that and for them to maintain that. You know, yes, we're the, you know, I'm the manager, and you lead them to that and how to get to there. But the benefits of doing it is then clear to see. You know, and I think the players see the benefit of what we've tried to do, the work that we've done, and they see how different it can feel. You know, even in setbacks, you know, it's a totally different feeling to where if you haven't got that and you get setbacks or you lose a game or two or whatever it may be. The feeling in the squad, and that's, you can have a much more damaging effect. Whereas the spirit that we have, the attitude that we have, the work that the players have done, big credit to them, because I think they've embraced that, and they, you know, that's what enables them to respond. And as I said before, go on winning runs, go on unbeaten runs, and keep moving forward.